You are listening to The History of Medicine in 12 Objects by Carol Cooper, a Quarto audio production from Aurum Press. Introduction. As archaeology confirms, ill health has been with us since the beginning of time, along with a desperate need to treat it. In the beginning, remedies were purely experimental, as brave practitioners and even braver patients embarked on treatments on a kill-or-cure basis. Understanding what causes disease has mostly lagged behind empirical treatments. Scientific knowledge often arrived in the wake of a bold procedure, whether it succeeded or not. Along the way, setbacks have followed breakthroughs, as medics and the sick encountered wrong turns and dead ends. All of us today owe so much to the ingenuity of those who came up with new tools to deal with baffling symptoms, especially when those instruments led to further study and the accumulation of proper evidence. And so the history of medicine has rolled out, albeit in fits and starts, taking a great many casualties along the way. Most of them were patients, but not all. Just 12 objects? How can it be possible, you may wonder, to retell the development of modern medicine in just a dozen devices? It is a tiny number in relation to the range of paraphernalia deployed today. All the same, this varied collection covers most medical specialties. The objects range in size, too. Some items could sit in the palm of your hand, while others need the best part of a room. No list of instruments can be definitive. The choice here reflects my own professional practice and teaching, as well as my bias, I'm sure. Each chapter takes one object and shows its place in the history of healthcare, which includes the subsequent development of more advanced tools and techniques. The CT scanner, for instance, doesn't get its own chapter because it developed from the X-ray machine. And sometimes the invention of an object has enabled advances in fields other than the one for which it was first intended. Each object speaks. It comes from a certain era. It may be typical of a particular culture. A device tells us about the practice of medicine at the time and about its inventors. Yes, an instrument can have several. It's unusual for a groundbreaking idea to come from the brainwave of a lone genius. American physician.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?